broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. It's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
You are listening to Houston.
You guys repeating himself. All right. Shut up already. We heard you're who we're listening to. 713-780-3776. Our final hour this morning. Javon is here. He wants to talk about Netflix. That's a good thing. Is there some kind of doc on Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark?
I have no idea.
Kind of, guys. Y'all talking about a lot of beef between Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark, but the real beef is, I don't know if you've seen it, Lance. I got a new one told called Shooting Guards on Gilbert Abrines and Josh Crittenden when they pull guns on each other.
Yes.
Until Angel Reese and Caitlin show with pistols, I don't want to hear about no beef.
Exactly.
But, you know,
exactly.
That was a sad story, though. You know, that guy actually later after that, he couldn't get back in the NBA. He actually killed somebody and went to jail for murder.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a couple new untolds, man. I don't know if you've seen them. There's that one. There's one on Brett Favre, and they got one on Liver King. And they had one on Steve McNair. I don't know if you're watching them, but they do such a good job at those docs, man. I know you love them, and I love them too. So,
and
one other question, people ask, when you getting on the right time with Bomani, man? I listen to that podcast too. I want to see you on there.
Me and Bo are friends, and we talk all the time, and we have the conversations that people don't like having publicly, but Bo and I can talk about that stuff, and I don't know, anytime he asked me to come on, I would come on.
No.
But we have our own little, you know, we have our own friendship. I've known him for years, so, I love talking to Bo, but I love having just personal conversations, so.
The Steve McNair one is
sad.
I saw it. It's sad. It's sad. And I just saw a story. Apparently, it's the Jen Sturger did an interview for the first time since the Brett Favre stuff.
Tell people who Jen Sturger is.
She's the one that Brett Favre sent the D pick, and
mm-hmm.
said, "Come on over" or something. She said,
and he was in some Crocs when he sent it, which for some reason made everyone crack up.
She said, "I've never met him. I've never been in the same room with him. That's the funny. I've never talked to him, ever. And I'm in the middle. This Brett Favre, the fall of Brett Favre. I haven't seen it yet. Have you guys seen it?"
I have not seen that or Liver King. Turns out Liver King was on steroids. Who knew? What a shock. I don't even know if you know who Liver King is, John. He became a famous social media guy. He's ripped. He's so ripped that his veins are popping out of every bit of his skin. I mean, he looks like a guy who's incredibly roided out, and he claims that he just ate, you know, liver, and he was this man of the plant. He would hunt down animals and kill them and you know, and it turns out, oh, he was just jacked with Dianabol, Dranabol, and Barbranabrol, all the brawls and balls and all that stuff. So, yeah, it just turns out he's real jacked up on, you know, illegal drugs. But the Brett Favre one, think about this. Brett Favre, you've got his alcoholism, then his pill addiction. You've got his wife's battle with cancer that he went through. And she went through together, his dad dying. He had the incredible Monday night game. But really, frankly, he threw a lot of throws up for grabs, and his teammates made incredible plays. He has the cantankerous, contentious stuff between Favre and Aaron Rodgers, mostly as Favre towards Aaron Rodgers. Then you had him leading Green Bay, which was a huge thing. Then remember, John, we had Favre watch where he ended up going to Minnesota and busting up Green Bay, which was a big deal, is in the division. Then he went to the Jets, and he sent D-picks. Then he stole
in reverse. He went
was it the other way?
Yeah.
Okay. Then he stole a bunch of money from
allegedly.
Then he had Cooper. Then he had copper knee braces and bracelets that helped him play football better and flag football or whatever it was. And he was doing those
Wrangler
commercials.
Jeans commercials.
Yeah. Then he wore Wranglers.
Yeah.
Brett had a lot of stuff that you could pack into an untold.
Yeah, he had a lot of good stuff. I mean, Brett Favre was out there now.
Untolds are great, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, he was also, I mean, he had the drug addiction, the downers, the pain pills, that was one of them. And I've got people in Green Bay who can attest to his his craziness. He was a bit.
He was a wild child.
Yeah, he was a wild one. He was a wild one.
Even in Green Bay, he said he threw up and then pulled the Vicodin out of his vomit and re-swallowed him. Because he got addicted to pain pills because he was in so much pain. Yeah, he made a great point. Javaris Crittenden pulled a gun. They pulled guns on each other. Crittenden and Gilbert Arenas pulled guns on each other. We have Charles Oakley went and slapped. Who did he slap in the face before a game? Who was that? Do you remember, Dell, who that was at Oakley? Because somebody owed him money from a craps game.
Oh, yeah.
He slapped. And we're like, Angel Reese got fouled hard. Wait a minute. Angel Reese got up in Caitlin's face. What are we doing? This is not what America's supposed to be between races.
Somebody Oakley's
fouled and somebody got in somebody's face. Guns they're pulling on each other in the pros.
What race is Javaris Crittenden?
Black.
Gilbert Arenas?
White.
Nope.
I was trying to make it fit.
Nope. Who did Charles Oakley slap? Was it a white man?
Another black guy.
All right. Then.
Okay. Was there a big deal made when Jock Peterson got slapped by Tommy Pham?
Did he get slapped by Tommy
Pham? Yes, over fantasy football. Yeah. Tommy Pham went and slapped Jock Peterson in the face, and we all laughed.
Did we see it?
Yeah, but
they had video of it.
Yeah, but Tommy Pham, we're not sure exactly.
I knew as soon as I said Tommy Pham.
Then why'd you say it?
I knew what was coming.
Okay.
And plus, it's baseball.
John was going to go with
people care less. People care less about baseball.
There's maybe some of that. But my whole point is this happens in men's sports all the time. And we don't even give a second. We laugh about it. Then it's a national tragedy when somebody gets fouled hard. And it was a hard take foul. We see those a billion. Wasn't even a flagrant. The joke is that's not even close to being a flagrant.
Well,
let's be real.
What has really gotten this Angel Reese thing jacked up is the fans' response.
Yeah.
I mean, that's.
Exactly.
And, your people, Lance.
Well, there is.
Basketball fans.
Your guy,
some
Ryan Clark.
Saying that there's
RG3
really no
made
evidence.
It. Your guy.
Some people are saying there's no evidence that it really happened, but we don't know. I don't know.
Oh, you mean you're talking about the other? You're talking about
the
her
name
claim
calling
that,
after she missed the free throw.
Well, and their coach said he didn't hear it either.
No, even their coach said I didn't hear that. What?
Mostly social media. I mean, that's where a lot of it's come from. Whether the Sky heard it themselves,
not
I don't
real
know.
Life.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. Right,
either
right,
way, right. I think. This has been a really fruitful conversation. You guys have attacked this conversation with the tact that you should. I think we further the conversation in a way that's going to provide change.
You know who he is? He is the Joker. You know how the Joker just wants things blowing up all around him or whatever from the Batman? The scene in the movie, John, where he's leaving the hospital and everything's blowing up all around him? That's who Dell is. He doesn't really care about any of this stuff. You know what he did? Do you want the RG3 version or the Ryan Clark version? And all he did was plant.
Well, you asked me a question
that grew
as the black man answered the question. So I asked you, which version of the black man do you want?
All I said was sunglasses inside. That's how it started.
And it was about black because you said it's not fair. As a white man, how come I can't wear them and black guys can't? So I asked you, what version of the black man do you want? You want a Ryan Clark or RG3? And I gave you both. This is your problem, not mine.
You did this, and you know you did this, Joker.
I'm just glad you two were able to attack the issue in a way that'll further the conversation. I'm sure when people do a retrospective on your careers, this conversation in particular will be one they remember.
Absolutely. I mean, I think we're solving America's problems.
Agreed.
I mean, I honestly do, and we can bring a perspective that no one else can, especially me.
Why?
Dark meat.
Why
are
you again? Dark meat.
Dark meat. White man. That's right.
I don't. What?
Yeah.
That's a new Netflix doc. The Untold Story.
Dark meat. White
John
man.
John Granato's Untold Story. Dark meat. Colon. Semicolon.
No,
white man.
No, it's John. Yes, John Granato. Colon.
Right.
Dark meat. White man.
The Untold Story.
The John Granato story.
A man struggle through.
Through a move
Kincaid
to L.A.
School.
And golf.
Southern California.
And you got a lot of stuff too. You got your first wife. You've got a name change, a full name change that was forced upon you by somebody who was insensitive to your heritage.
A mysterious move
like,
out
there
of
is
Chicago.
A mysterious move, and it all kind of levels out to just you living this plush life off of, because you're on scholarship, it all kind of, like all the cool stuff leaves, like, oh, here's the second half of the doc's just him sitting in Diamond Club. It's just him sitting in Diamond Club going on a jet whenever there was a hurricane. There's a hurricane and he's on a jet, like, man, that part sucks.
Remember that time he avoided the city because of a hurricane and flew private to Dallas?
And then asked for a discount because he was a refugee from a disaster? Remember that, Del? Did you leave that part out?
I did.
Can we get a discount?
At a Dallas area restaurant.
Oh, my God. How'd you get here so fast, Jet?
Yeah, it was at a Maggiano's, the Dallas Maggiano's.
He wanted a discount.
Wanted a refugee discount.
How'd you get here? Private plane.
Dark meat. What is it? What's your show called? Dark meat.
White man.
No.
No, he said dark meat white man.
Dark meat white man.
Oh, that's what it was called.
Yeah, okay. The John Granato story.
The John Granato story.
Yeah, I mean, I can give perspective though that others can't.
Well, that's true. You do have a unique.
Well, you do that. You know, I don't know that you should or can, and I don't even know if it's a unique perspective, but you make it a unique perspective.
Right. Wendy, I'm going to have to write that book, and Wendy's going to love that. She's going to love that. All right, we got a break. We got to talk about Craig the Surf now.
Yeah, let's talk about Craig the Surf, and let's talk about some of the great offers. I always tell you about the person. Love Craig as a person, Jeff and Rick Drenner and all the people over there, the sales, the service department. My son went in to get his oil changed over there, and it's just free oil change. We purchased a car from over there. You guys get the same thing, but the offers are really great, and I'll give you an example right now. The Buick, I'm driving a Buick Enclave. My son drives the Buick Envision. I think my wife's getting ready to move from her lease, and I think we're going to purchase a Buick for her as well. They've got some great offers right now, and I'll give you an example. 0.9% APR financing on Buick Encore GX or Envision. You've got the Encore GX also comes with a $3,000 purchase allowance, while the Envision. And they're two little different types. Envision has a little bit more space. The Envision has a $1,000 purchase allowance for current eligible non-GM owners and lessees and no monthly payments for 90 days. So you don't have to make a payment for three full months. Find your Buick at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. You can shop online at GulfCoastChevyBuickGMC.com. Go look at all the different vehicles they have, the interior, the pictures of the interior, the exterior. Don't settle. Find a vehicle that's perfect for you. Get the add-ons that you want, the aftermarket add-ons, they'll do that for you as well. But just know the service, the selection, the trade-in value, nobody touches my friends over at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC and Angleton Buick, exceptional by design.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. there was a part of that story. What was the hurricane? There's a part of that story that I never told you guys. What was the hurricane?
Well, we had one coming in. I don't know if it actually even hit us, if that's what
hit
us or not.
But it made the whole city was evacuating.
Yeah, that was the first one that missed us that swerved off into Beaumont, basically.
Right.
And the whole city evacuated. I came back, and I was like, everything was fine. I went to Austin.
No, it was before Harvey. It was.
Wait, is that the one where I was with Jeremy Foster and it took 10 hours?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
See,
that one sucked.
Yeah, that was everybody was evacuating because it was right after New Orleans.
That's right.
And Katrina.
Yeah.
So we were worried we were going to be the next Katrina, and everybody's evacuating. And you know, Chad said he's got a private jet, and he said, let's take the kids, let's go up to Dallas and get out of this thing. Okay. I said, okay. We took Frankie and JT and Jonathan and Chad and I, and we're flying over 45, and nobody was moving. It was just a terrible, terrible situation. And so we went up to a hotel up in Dallas, and I didn't tell you this.
Was it Rita?
Yeah, it was Rita.
It was Rita. That Chad had his driver drive the limo up.
Now, to be fair, Chad doesn't drive.
Chad doesn't drive.
So he always has a
He
always has a driver. Yeah.
Yeah. He always has a driver, which was smart because we always like to go out and whatnot. And he never drove.
That's smart.
It was really, really smart. But he had the wherewithal to have a limo and a jet and all that. And still does have that. But so we pile out of the limo at Maggiano's. And then we asked for the refugee, discount.
Yeah.
Refugee. And they were like, isn't that your limo out there? Is that your limo out there? Yeah. But we're refugees here.
How did he get a limo there in?
It took Nino a while to get there.
Yeah,
because
Dallas was like a 12-hour trip to get there.
Yeah, but the next Nino went overnight with gas in the trunk of the limo, and got there the next day, and then we were driving around because we. We needed a ride to Dallas.
Because you probably couldn't get a – well, you probably could have got a rental car in Dallas, not in Houston.
No.
I was smart enough to get gas the night before.
Rental car? Me and Chad were about 50 Coors Lights deep.
Yeah, and your kids were young then.
Yeah, they were little.
Yeah, you had to get a driver to make the trip up with gasoline in his trunk.
In the trunk.
Which, that's safe.
Safe.
Never let anyone tell you a bunch of gasoline in a trunk isn't safe.
Yeah.
It's safe.
Yeah.
No, it's safe. By the way – Tommy wants to know if you're going to go to the Half Price Books to read snippets from your book. But what does she look like? That's coming out sometime in May of 26.
That's my next book.
Yeah. But what does she look like is the title of your next book.
Yeah. And then my
that's after you do the documentary Dark Meat White Man. Apparently you said is your
So that's a doc.
That's going to be on Netflix.
So, but what does she look like is your book?
Yeah, that's a book. Or a set of essays.
A novella, maybe.
And the movie is You Don't Know.
That's right.
It's a good title.
The John Granato story, You Don't Know.
It's a very good title.
Yeah, You
Don't
Know.
That's a good one. If you guys have other book names or documentaries or whatever, just let us know. Let us know
what you think my next endeavor should be. Because I'm looking for one. Kind of tired of playing golf.
You appear to be someone who's looking to do more things.
Yeah. I try to tell my wife that all the time. Why?
she wants
me to do stuff. I'm like, why?
Snippets from John's new book. She's too skinny. Somebody give her a sandwich. Apparently that's one of your.
I usually say she needs a hamburger. Eat a hamburger.
Eat a hamburger. Yeah, that's what you say. Eat a hamburger.
No. No, this is not my bedroom. Whoever just asked that, this is not my bedroom. This is a
guest room.
Another bedroom, not my bedroom. No, my wife's getting ready for work. Actually, my wife is sleeping while we're doing this show because it's 4 in the morning here when I get up. So, yes, this is not my bedroom. 713-780-377. This is actually my office now, and it has a giant bed in it. So, yeah, I get this. 713-780-3776. The number, if you would like to get in here, because we're running out of time. We've had more callers on this show. You see, we started something. We're saving America, making America better, and people want to get involved.
Well,
okay.
David wants to get involved.
Two more people want to get involved.
Oh, okay.
Let's start with David.
Let's get David in here. Hey, David.
Hey, appreciate y'all taking my call. And I just wanted to weigh in on the WNBA scrum. John and Lance, you may be old enough to remember the Kermit Washington, Rudy T.
Yeah, terrible.
You know, I guess it wasn't really a fight, just a punch. And, of course, the late John Feinstein wrote a really good book about it. And there was I think there may have been a documentary about it. But what I remember is Saturday Night Live came out the next week or so, and Garrett Morris it was really funny and just kind of talk about the things that have changed over the last 50 years where – things just weren't taken as seriously as they are now, but that's what kind of came to mind when y'all were talking about the how everybody's making a big deal about this. It's just kind of funny.
Yeah.
So anyway, I just remember the Rudy T.
I didn't remember that was on Saturday night. I was pretty young for that. I didn't remember. It was something I saw later. You got to remember, it was hard to see that kind of stuff. There was no Sports Center. If you didn't catch it on 11, 13, or 2, if they didn't have video of it, and then even back then, I mean, basketball on TV was hard to find sometimes.
I saw Rudy T at Carrabba's the other night.
You did?
Yeah, he looked good. Rudy's looking good. Yeah, he was at the bar and he was just leaving, so I didn't get a chance to talk to him. But he looked good. That's good to know. That That was an horrific, that was one of the worst sports fights ever, ever. Shattered Rudy's face. That was just awful, just awful. Who's the other caller in there, Dell?
Let's go to Steve. What's up, Steve?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, Lance, there's a guy that usually calls in to our show, and it's almost always a race debate. Do you know what his name is? Starts with a G?
Gary.
Gary, yeah.
Gary.
One of the Gary. Okay. He's one of the Garys. There's two different Garys.
Bruh, man, if you get a chance later today, please go and listen to Gary's call yesterday on Paul's show, and you will have the best laugh you will ever have. I swear to God.
What hour did it happen?
That's all I have to say.
What hour did it happen?
It was around 12:30, around that time for sure.
We'll see if we can pull it up and bring it on the show.
Content from another show.
Yeah, are we going to do
that's
that?
That's what we do. Yeah, that's what we do.
Because didn't we just take issue with this?
No, we said we bring content from all across the globe, is what we said. Yeah.
Oh. Well, today is, what are the odds, Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
What does that have to do with content from other shows?
Well, we stole that.
Oh, we're stealing things. Got it.
Yeah, we can steal bits. Believe it!
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can steal bits if we want. That's right. Matt, believe it.
Did we steal that?
Did we do
it? I thought we invented that.
We did invent that. We did invent that, but Matt stole it from us, so we're stealing it back. Believe it.
I don't even know if he still does that.
Ping pong whatever, becoming post-racial in a pre-racial world.
That goes all the way back to 610.
Ping pong, whatever.
John said that matter-of-factly on a show, like my neighbors, ping pong, whatever. They came over to me. He didn't even dwell on it. He just said matter-of-factly, ping pong, whatever.
Actually, what I said was, I met her husband, and his name was Ken, and I was like, yeah, right, sure it is. But then he told me, yeah, you met my wife. You met my wife. I said pong, and he said ping. I said, yeah, ping pong, whatever.
There's no way you said that out loud to a husband.
Of course he did.
There's no way you said that out loud to another man about his wife.
Have you met him?
I think I just said it on the show.
John can't say those things without...
Not now.
Not now, certainly.
Well, it doesn't have a black wife.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
He didn't have an Asian wife.
That's true.
Listen.
You don't have an Asian wife, dummy.
That happened at a time when you could say stuff like that.
It's true. I have found Gary's call.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Now, let's credit the Paul Gallant Show.
No, this is from the Paul Gallant Show.
ESPN 975.
Okay.
Paul Gallant talking to Gary.
Hey, guys, the very simple fact that you mentioned, Joseph, you're talking about all this race and stuff going back. If you go back and play this whole spiel you had, the very fact that you mentioned Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark, and then you mentioned Angel Reese. Hey, I know Ryan Clark and them were going back and forth. You mentioned Angel Reese a couple years ago put her hand in Caitlin Clark, the gas face. Remember who started that. But the fact that you revisited that, I get everything else. That statement sums up the whole situation and scenario from when those two first clashed. And so now, yeah, you have this black woman put her hand in that white woman's face on national television when she did it over and over to every opponent. So we're talking about imaging. We're talking about all that and what we see. And through all this, let me tell you one other thing. From Iowa, and that person saying what they're saying, the hate, and you associated it with, I think, go back and play it, she hates her. No, like your counterpart over there said it clearly. I just think it's rivalry. And so the minute you and everybody else stop talking about it like that when you're saying you don't want to talk about
it. But we're not talking about it, Gary. Let me finish.
I'm almost finished. Please, sir. Iowa, how many people, it's going to always be about race. And we need to just embrace it and be able to have an educated conversation about
it. Thank
you. It's not evil. It moves the needle. It's race. The president.
That's not so great, this call.
Well, but what Gary told you is that, guys, stop making everything about race. Gary, who is the voice of reason when it comes to racial matters, told you, hey, guys, cut it out. It's just a sports rivalry. All right, cut the crap.
It gets better, I think, but it's like he was on for almost 5 minutes. So
that's too long. That's it. Well, we could kill off
that.
The
wasn't
segment,
a great
I
call. I don't know.
Maybe it got. I think it got better in the back half. It's just because they actually had to go back and forth.
Well, the irony of Gary just saying, guys, let's cut the crap, okay? It's just a sports rivalry.
Yeah,
and Caitlin, I think Caitlin did the "You Can't See Me." It's the John Cena thing.
She
right?
did it maybe once or twice. I don't know if it, she did it to every people, opponent
and
that
not
she
in
came
their,
across.
She didn't do it in their
it
face.
It was to maybe Haley Van Lith. I think that might have
probably. Maybe. Who was another talker?
Yes. It look. It's basketball. I appreciate the trash talk. I don't care about the byproduct of it, which is the conversation we've had for the last.
It's a
hour.
Bunch of fake people being fake mad. That's all. That's fine. Y'all can do that. That's fine.
I need to find something I'm pissed off about in a sport that no one
well, what about
cares
this?
About.
I like, think I'm
like
more
pole vaulting or something.
I think I'm more excited for John's second book, Man of the People, A Cart Path's Only Story.
Did you see the AI image of someone sent us, H-Town Blue sent us a cover for the book.
Oh boy.
And John, you're looking swole.
I am swole.
In this book cover. There's fire in the background.
They call John the Italian.
And is that me? Or is that Lance the headset on? I guess that's Lance, a bald dude.
I don't see this. Where is this?
Maybe you have muted H-Town Blue, but he sent it to you.
H-Town Blue.
Did you mute him?
I don't think so.
Your character looks like one of the dudes from Men in Blazers. That soccer podcast. Yeah.
You must be my assistant that tells me where the bad guys are.
You're
in a van.
You're the man
somewhere.
In the chair.
Hold
you're
on. Somebody did an AI image.
Surveillance.
Somebody did an AI image of me feeding chips to three Latina girls yesterday.
They weren't even Latinas. I don't know what they were.
They all kind of looked the same, but they were.
Yeah, you're. I think
they look good.
I think that's you, Lance, in the background as his.
But they didn't use 40 pounds lighter, Lance. They were using that other Lance. Like, at least update my AI image, stupid AI.
You're his trusty assistant, Lance.
Yeah, you're the guy in the van watching surveillance.
I did not notice the second gun. That's very much smaller than the first.
Right.
He's holding two guns in each hand.
H-Town.
Oh.
Look at this thing.
Dark meat, white man.
John Granato. It does sound like a movie that Steven Seagal would be in.
Hey, Houston. I am. Well, it really doesn't matter. Racially, it doesn't matter what racial, because it's going to be really, really hot. That's the thing for everybody. It's really, really hot in Houston, and you need air conditioning. Everybody's got to have air conditioning, okay? They got an all-star HVAC team. All-star. Performance, service, they do it all. If your AC is running smoothly, okay. Are you sure? Have you checked it? Have you done anything? Your AC needs maintenance. When you do it, you're making sure that several minor issues are relatively easy to detect. They're caught early before they turn into something bigger and a lot more expensive. Take it from me, guy who had to replace his air conditioners. You need to do this. If I had done it, I would have saved thousands and thousands of dollars. Talk to my friends from Air Team about the plans they have in place. With one simple maintenance visit, you can save several headaches. I wish somebody had told me this. I'm telling you, if you haven't checked on your air conditioners lately, if you haven't done anything, you haven't cleaned them out, if you haven't checked the Freon, then you're really, really, you're playing with fire. 713-936-5346, 713-936-5346, airteamltd.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, we missed anything today? Oh, I had a question for you guys.
Well, we didn't talk too much about the Western Conference Finals, and we frankly didn't talk at all about the Astros after after the first or second.
But we did hit on them. Well, we did hit on them.
I mean, we did.
All right. But, all right, I got a question for you. Since we're talking, yesterday we were talking, which quarterback would you like in the NFL to run your flag football team?
Oh, probably Kyler.
No, you can't. You can't run.
Well, you can't get him. He's going to extend every play on you. He's wee, so you can't get to the flag. Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray is built for flag football. He didn't have to throw over a big offensive line.
I would want him as a receiver. I don't know that I'd want him at quarterback.
Why? You can't get – when you rush
Mahomes or Burrow would be great.
I don't know about Joe Burrow. If he's – you want to have a little more escapability.
Well,
like, you get free runners coming at you. I mean, who would be bad at it?
I think they'd all be, yeah. I don't know. I think I'd like Burrow. I think Burrow would be a great flag football quarterback.
Well, I think Kyler would, too. He's an NFL player. I think he would torture most.
In this flag football, I know the rules of flag football. The quarterback can't run. I don't know in this flag football if the quarterback can run.
No,
if the quarterback can run, then it could be Lamar. It could be or Kyler.
Quarterbacks have to have some wiggle to keep plays alive and extend plays. That's why I'm going Kyler. I got to have him doing that. Like, I don't really like him as a regular football player. Did you see Justin Jefferson wants to play? I knew this would happen. Real players are going to want to win an Olympic gold. They're going to want to win it the first time around.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be, yeah. I mean, you get an Olympic medal, dude. The guys love that. Athletes love that. I've got an Olympic gold medal on top of everything else. Yeah, absolutely. I could see Justin Jefferson. Okay. Can you imagine, like, some small country having guys trying to cover Justin Jefferson in flag football?
No.
I mean, as if the dream team wasn't bad enough, this would be the biggest. I mean, it's a guaranteed gold medal.
Yes, it's the same as a dream team. It's the exact same energy as the dream team, where you know it's an easy gold. There's going to be a bunch of stars who want to play and win gold, and it will just be a matter of how much they win by every match.
Who wins the silver? What country wins the silver?
Probably France, because France has a sneaky amount of athletes. Like, you ever seen their soccer team? Probably the best athletes. But who plays football? Who plays football? I'll tell you who. Germany, Austria, Brazil.
Yeah, I could see Germany or Belgium winning the silver.
Yeah, I mean, there's only a certain amount of England's playing a little bit more. There's African nations that are playing. But the International Player Pathway, the IPP, which they take players who have played rugby and basketball and other sports, and they take them down to IMG in Florida, and they train them, and they try to develop them into NFL, potential NFL players. These guys are actually pretty freaky athletes. Like, some of them have some pretty freaky traits, but they all come from different. But it's primarily Tongan, African, German, some, you know, Australia. You have some Australian, obviously, and some from London, and that's it. Like, those are the only nations I ever see. That's it. So I'm guessing France, because they have some great athletes, might be able to crank that up. Yeah, you're probably, it's probably Germany, and they're not fast enough.
No, but they're fast enough for silver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Dell, we miss anything?
Well, we did not touch on the Lions, knowing that they didn't have the votes. They pulled back on their proposal to change playoff seeding. The Lions admitted they were prompted by the league to put this forward because it was Roger Goodell's pet project, but they don't have the vote, so we're going to have what we've had for all time.
So it's going to go according to seeding and second round, not according to record.
Record will only play a part in determining who's seeded first through four, and obviously going into the walk around, but divisions are still going to matter. Divisions won't be wiped off the board as far as seeding is concerned. If you are in the AFC South and win 10 games, you will have a higher seed than someone who wins 12 games if they're a wild card team.
Right, you're going to keep your seed.
Yes. They didn't have the votes for it, so it's not going to happen.
All right, there you have it. That's about it. I think that might be all we missed. Wait, the Astros got Hunter Brown going today. It's an afternoon game, noon, at that little baseball bandbox that they play in there. I can't even imagine playing there. They're going to – I think they only have – Todd, I didn't look at the schedule, but they have like six games in July and six in August is all they're going to have. They had 19 of their first 22 games were at home because they're trying to avoid the summer in Tampa. First of all, you're not going to – how many games are you going to have because of how much it rains there? And secondly, how hot it's going to be. They were talking about it yesterday. Julia was talking about it. It is blazing hot already in Tampa when the game is starting. At 4 o'clock, they're taking BP. That was what was always said about the – you can bet against Tampa winning anything until they get this schedule. They talked about that for the years for the Cubs. After 162 games, they were just exhausted because they played all those games in the sun. Every game when Wrigley didn't have lights.
Yeah.
So by the time – and the same was – remember when the Rangers were playing in that oven.
That hellhole.
That oven that they had. And Globe Life, the first Globe
And they would
Life.
Gas out the second half of the year.
Yeah, they couldn't – I mean, you were waste. You were it was awful. You can – you know what? Does underdog have higher or lower on Tampa wins?
They should.
They absolutely should. They're already lower, and they're going to get a lot lower when they have to play all road games or home games in that stadium in July and August. So, that's going to be a team that has got a lot of issues to deal with. Too many issues for them to be any good. Plus, they're really not that good anyway. You got to get Hunter Brown. Got to get through this thing in an hour and 20 minutes, and let's go.
Hopefully, he doesn't go eight innings, give up two hits, and take a 1-0 loss.
No, this is not. They're not facing Jacob DeGrom. All right, this is Taj. What's his name? And he ain't Taj Bradley. It ain't the same. It's the same as Jacob DeGrom.
No, a little different.
Hunter will do his part and get and roll through that lineup, but the Astros need to hit him. The Astros need to get to this dude, they've faced him before, and I think he's actually not a bad pitcher, but guess what? You're facing Hunter Brown. You better not give up a couple. And that's all the Astros are going to score. Trust me. We're not looking at – we ain't getting into that 6-7 run thing. That's not what we do. We ain't about that 6-7 run life. We're going to score two for Hunter and go home.
I like that life. I grew accustomed to that life.
You like that because it makes the game quicker?
No, I mean, I grew accustomed to the 6-7 run life. Like, I grew accustomed to that life. It's like when a spouse gets divorced and they still get alimony because they've grown accustomed. I've grown accustomed to 6-7 runs.
Yeah, but
that always
what?
Made me so mad hearing those
guess
stories.
What? Like, you're going to have to sue for more. Okay.
I don't want to sue. I just want to watch my team.
I've grown accustomed to a certain quality, of life
of my baseball life. I want to see my team put 6-7 on a Taj Bradley.
But they don't do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I may have to take them to court.
That's what I said. You got to sue.
But I said
that.
I don't want to. I don't want to sue my team.
But we've had more frivolous lawsuits than that. All right, we got a break. I'm talking about Doc Linville. I love Doc Linville. I love what he's done for me. Texted me the other day, as a matter of fact. He was at the studio, and he said he was going to do ugly things to my microphone. And I was like, hey, Doc, just make sure that the hair is looking good, okay? The hair is so important, guys. If you're in your 30s, if you're in your 20s and you're losing your hair, goodness gracious, how long do you think that's going to last? You're in your 30s. You're in your 40s. Time to go to 975hair.com. 975hair.com. He'll fill it in with the neo-grafting, or he'll stimulate the growth, all right, with the PRP. And it's so good. It is really, it makes a difference in a lot of guys' lives. Don't just sit back and take it, and don't wait until you're completely bald. If it's starting now, do something about it. Do something about it. You can be proactive. The doc will give you, you know, you may be put topical stuff in, the PRP. You may not need the neografting, but you need to stop. You need to stop the process, the trend that's developing with the bald spot or the receding hairline. 975hair.com. That's 975hair.com.
ESPN 97.5. Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. A Houston man is suing Whataburger for up to $1 million after putting onions on his burger. He said, "I ordered the burger with no onions, and I'm allergic to them." Demary Ardell Wilson, he said he had such a bad allergic reaction to the onions that he had to seek medical attention. He wants $250,000, more than $250,000, but he wants less than $1 million. Do you think Whataburger should pay $1 million for putting onions on his burger?
Seems a little high. If he had a bad reaction and he asked for no onions, I think they're going to lose. I think they better settle. A million? A milli?
Maybe.
What was his pain and suffering? I don't know.
You don't know. It seems like he had a bad allergic reaction, needed medical attention. Doesn't seem like it. Apparently he did. So that's a costly, costly no onion, okay, order for Whataburger.
Yeah, it's upsetting when you get something on a burger where you explicitly ask,
especially if you
not to be
away.
On. Yeah.
You get somewhere, you're like, what the?
I always go with the special order, so I always look into the Whataburger bag and make sure the wrappers. First, you got to look at the wrapper. If the wrapper has the non-traditional yellow color, you know they've deemed it as a special make, and then you look inside. Okay, we're good. It pisses you off if they get it wrong.
Yeah. Oh, it always does.
But $1 million?
A milli. Well, do you have an allergic reaction?
I can,
no.
I can fake one.
Yeah, you could. Just do it. For $1 milli? Hells yeah. Oh, an Ohio lawmaker is proposing a $10 million fine for scheduling Ohio State noon kickoffs. Do you think that you should be fined a $10 million if you schedule Ohio State for a noon kickoff?
Yeah, anything that means Urban Meyer is out of a job. He's suing Fox Big Noon Kickoff for this because Ohio State, one of their big brands for the Big Ten, they put them on noon all the time. And the Ohio State fans don't like it because they want to get sauced up.
Ohio State Rutgers belongs at noon. Okay.
But does Ohio...
Yeah, that's not outlandish.
No. That's where you belong. Go where... You know what? Know who you are. Ohio State Rutgers is not a game that anybody needs to see at 2:30 or 7 o'clock at
night. Ohio State is a 27.5-point favorite without me even knowing anything about either roster.
Yes.
I believe their problem is Ohio State Texas is at noon.
Oh, well, that's a problem.
That's an issue.
And because... Yeah.
How much is he seeking in damages?
I don't know.
No, it's a $10 million fine.
It's from a politician, right?
Yeah. He's proposing a law that makes it a $10 million fine.
I would say the SEC and the Big Ten are the two conferences where lawmakers will get involved in things like scheduling of games.
You know, I don't understand Fox. I get it. CBS owns 230. I get it. But the big noon kickoff is just a big popcorn fart.
Well, they do it. It used to be CBS. Now it's ESPN ABC because they have the SEC games. They're just trying to make their way, and they put their big brands. Like last year, Michigan-Texas, Michigan coming off a national title. That game was at noon. And it's funny that we scoff at that because traditionally, high noon was the time for the biggest games. Like the national games, a lot of times back in the 90s, were those noon games. The 1-versus-2 match was pretty early, but now we think of it as dumb, put them in prime time or 2:30. But they're trying to find a time where everyone goes, we're going to Fox because they got a big game on. And this year it's Ohio State and Texas. It's not like we're not going to watch because it's at noon or 11 our time.
No, but I don't get into – I mean, the 2:30, that's usually.
Well, that's your you've been brainwashed by SEC and CBS.
SEC. I know, and SEC on ABC.
Yeah, we watch NFL games that time all the time.
Not having Vern Lundquist on and Gary Daniels.
Don't try to trigger me with Vern.
Okay, Vern's the best.
Vern was washed when he was still doing it for like
Vern
the last 5 years.
Vern was the best. Okay.
Vern long since was past his due date.
Vern was the best.
Vern was the best. Actually, he never was. Musburger, McDonough, I'll take over Vern. But he was good.
McDonough?
Yeah, I love Sean McDonough.
Oh, no, Sean McDonough. Yeah, he's not bad.
Yeah.
I was thinking of Will McDonough for some reason.
No, not the former NBC NFL guy, no.
The best ever is Alabama's got it.
We got some head cracking
going on
today.
Keith Jackson, of course.
Is the Oklahoma Sooners take on the Nebraska Cornhuskers and Big 8 football here.
And those games were at noon.
Bring him back through AI. Yep.
Bring him back. Yes, absolutely.
Bring Keith Jackson back through AI. What? Why are we bullcorning with all this stuff?
Well,
so no to Al Michaels, but yes to Keith Jackson?
No to Al Michaels. I already got Al Michaels. He's like they've AI'd him into a terrible version. AI a good version of Keith Jackson.
Well, I don't want Amazon Thursday night Al Michaels. I want Monday Night Football Al Michaels.
That's what I want. You don't have that anymore.
You don't know.
That's gone. Do you believe in miracles, Al Michaels? That was something. All right, we're done. And Mopey and Mapes next. Or what is it? What is it? Girly Pop Show? What did you call it, Lance?
Yeah, that's what Lance called it.
Yeah.
But either way, John, we're going to need you to hang on. I know you think your day is done, but Michael has got some work for you to do.
Listen, I'm grinding over here, okay? Michael needs me to grind.
You're grinding. We heard the yawn as you were wrapping up the show.
I'm grinding over here. So, yeah. All right. I got Michael. I'm here. All right. Flip me over there. Flip me over, Mike.
Hey.
Did you tell him to flip him over?
What's the deal?
Jeez.
What do you want Michael to do to you?
Smack it up, flip it, rub it down.
I mean,
there is a
bed in there, but relax.
Flip it over, Mike. Flip it over. Time for Lance to talk about John Desmond, though.
Lance, sit down and
Lance,
do John
Lance
Desmond.
Already got it.
Sit down.
Look at him.
Hey,
you think I get out of here in a hurry? The show isn't
Let's
even
talk about
over.
John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm, personal injury lawyer of the people. You know, some of these ads that we've had about if you ordered something and it came back and the restaurant gave you the food the wrong way and you ended up having an allergic reaction and you ended up in a hospital and your throat closed up and you had to, you know, get a tracheotomy. I don't know. I hate to play the whole thing out, but I'm just telling you, John Daspit's got a call. I can tell you that. John Daspit has, he comes in and helps people who have been injured or, you know, something bad has happened to them because of neglect, maybe out on the roadway, maybe at the workplace. He's dealt with a refinery blast. He is currently dealing with the tragedy that happened with that Astroworld concert series that went so horribly wrong for so many people. A lot of times he deals with loss of life, loss of limb, very serious issues. So he wants to make sure that he gets the right settlement for you. And that includes all the hospital bills, making sure that you get to the hospital to get the treatment that you need, the care you need, the discovery you need to make sure that all of those things that happen to you. Because anything that happened, you know, that if you get hurt and it starts to get more and more painful down the road and you've already settled with the insurance company, you're not responsible for the payments and the issues with all that. You're responsible now for the pain and suffering that you're going to have over an extended period of time, maybe for the rest of your life. John Daspit just wants to make sure you're compensated for that and that all the time missed from work and your hospital bills are all taken care of. He's the person to fight for you. Go to DaspitLaw.com. Go check out all the areas where they can help you in or call 713-CALL-NOW.
Bye, bitch.
ESPN 97.5.